Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
El Shaddai is the first time you hear about it in Genesis 17. Spoken to Abraham, I am the Almighty God. That name identifies God as the one whose power is infinite and uncontrollable. He is El Shaddai. There's three things you need to know that the name of God, names of God, imply. One is that God needs nothing from anyone in order to exist. God needs no outside source to supply him. He is self-sufficient. Secondly, God is able to supply all of my needs because there is no vacuum in God. He lacks nothing. He upholds the world by the power of his word, and nothing is too hard for God. I'm trying to govern myself a little bit. I know what the Spirit of God is saying right now. I'm trying to hold back a little bit. So you pray for me. If you're going to preach with me, you better come on. I want you to know that when God's name is invoked into a situation, nothing is impossible with El Shaddai. The third thing that it implies is that God is perfect, complete, lacking nothing. El Shaddai. He is El Shaddai who needs nothing, lacks nothing, and is the all-sufficient one from whom nothing can be taken. He is complete within himself. What's in the name? You've been given a name, first, last, middle, perhaps more than that. Our enemy knows our name. Sometimes we use our name because it's known in the community. We can use our name when someone invites us to a party that we haven't been invited to get us in the door. The Bible says that a good name is better than silver and gold. Our name is what we answer to. When someone calls out our name, we respond. We respond to the name that we know is us. Just because they call you stupid, just because they call you Jumpin' Jack, you respond to the name that you identify with. It's not what you're called, but it's what you answer to. There is a meaning of a name. There is a significant name. There is power in this name. And most of all, there is a name that is above every other name, that at that name none can compare. No other is greater. No one can even be saved unless they come through the name that is given by God to his only begotten Son. You don't even name your relatives or your children by this name, because this name is so high and so holy that God alone understands the power of his name and has given him. He gave him a name wrapped up in the name of Jesus to reflect the purpose of his coming to this earth. And when Gabriel came down with the name and spoke to the Virgin Mary in Matthew 1:21 and declared that it's not up to you and Joseph to select the name that will be given to this holy child, but God said, you are to bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and define, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus means Savior. It means our salvation. It means our deliverance. It means Master. But in order to enjoy the benefits of the name of Jesus, because it's flung around today like people wear crosses around their necks that don't even know what the cross means. People fling the name of Jesus or slap it onto the back end of a prayer as a good luck charm. But if you really understand the benefits and what Jesus had to go through in order to give you the power and the authority that you use, you have to back up and understand what is being said in the previous verses before that. For the Bible says that he came down from glory, laying aside not to deny his deity or the power of his authority, but to humble himself and to become like a man And God would allow him to do this. His Father would allow him to come down to this earth as the selected special Savior sanctified for this one purpose. And for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And he humbled himself at the will of the Father, even to the death of the cross. Now we're understanding that we're not just talking about Jesus like there were many names of Jesus used in biblical day, but this Jesus stands out above all the rest and excels above all the rest, because he did not give this name to himself, and it was not selected by human understanding, but God his Father said his name shall be called Jesus, because he's being sent for this one purpose, to save his people from their sin. I simply preach to you this morning that first of all, the authority that is in the name of Jesus has been given to him by God. Man did not give that to him. And when the name of Jesus is spoken, it has authority behind it, because he vested authority upon his Son. And Jesus walked with power and anointing and authority. God, having highly exalted him, gave him a name that is above every other name. From the Greek verb, it means to exalt to the highest rank and power, to raise to supreme majesty, exalted above measure. The use of this Greek verb is found only one time in one verse of the Bible, and you've just read about it in Philippians chapter number 2. Jesus, simply put, means this: super exalted. I want you to know that authority doesn't work if someone has to humble you. True authority doesn't humble people. It waits for people to humble themselves. And the Bible said Jesus humbled himself, and therefore authority was vested upon him. Understand that God sets the order of authority in the earth. He actually puts himself as the supreme, super exalted one. But everything underneath that comes up underneath his auspices. And if you do not humble and acknowledge and recognize the authority of God Almighty, you are outside of his vested protection, and ladies and gentlemen, you will suffer the causes and the effects of a world that is broken and sin-filled. But when you acknowledge Jesus Christ and his Father who gave him his name, suddenly things change, because authority comes with that name. I'm not tagging my prayer on to say in Jesus' name just so that I can have a trinket to hang around the backside of my prayer. It is when I say the name of Jesus upon the backside of whatsoever I ask in his name, it shall be given to me of my Father which is in heaven. I want you to know the name of Jesus is the key that unlocks the door to the impossible. And today there is authority behind that name. Speak whatever name you want to say. Say the name of Trump. Say the name of Biden. Say the name of the legislator. Say the name of the United States, Iran, Russia, and it'll make the earth tremble. But heaven sits mighty still until the name of Jesus is spoken. And then even demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Not only God that has super exalted or exalted him above measure, but also he gave him a name that you and I can use while we're in this earth that is a name above every other name. God has declared that Jesus has the character and the person above all other names. There is no other name than Yahweh, than Jesus, that has the name. God gave Jesus all authority and all power, both in heaven and in earth, and he makes it come up underneath his holy feet today. Hello, my name is Jesus, the name that is above sickness. Hello, my name is Jesus, the name that is above disease. Hello, my name is Jesus. I cursed sin with a cross and put a nail in it. Hello, my name is Jesus. and all authority is in the power of his name. I wonder, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Hello, my name is Jesus for your bad report from the doctor. Hello, my name is Jesus. You've just been bankrupt and I got all the power and all of in heaven and earth. Hello, you've been foreclosed on. I got a new one waiting on you. Hello, I've been repossessed. Don't worry, I take care of my children's need. Hello, I've been laid off. My name is Jesus. I got 3 jobs waiting on you right now. Hello, I've been tossed off of my job. Don't you worry. I speak the name of Jesus and he makes a way where there is no way. There is authority in the name of Jesus. Whatever is that is mine, that has a name, it falls up underneath the name of Jesus. We have heard so much coming at us from every angle of news and issues that have created fear in the hearts and lives of people, but I'm sending one back to hell today, that above the name of COVID-19, COVID-20, or anything else, there is the supreme, highly exalted name above. We're in such a condition today that whenever the name cancer comes, people tremble. But I came to tell you, I got another C name for you. His name is Jesus Christ, the anointed one from heaven. Until you put everything subservient to the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, it will control you and fear will rule your life. But when I speak his name, comfort comes in the room. His name gives us our identity and authorization. There's some folks in this room tossing the name of Jesus around that you haven't been authorized to do so. You haven't been identified with Christ. Paul said previous to this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ who lives inside of me. I'm identifying with Jesus because I lost my identity when I came to the cross. So if the enemy is fighting with you and you use your name, you will lose every time. But if you've identified with him by dying at the cross of Jesus Christ and then rising again in resurrection power, you now have been given the authority and authorization to be able to use his name, and it will affect. As a Christian, you are identified with Christ because you place your faith in Jesus' finished work at the cross. That's the reason why that previous verse is so important. Because people want to quote that there's a name that's above every other name, and when they get in trouble, they just start throwing that name out. But the devil says, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you using my name unauthorized? When I identify with Jesus Christ, he gives me the power and the authority to use his name. You can't use his name until you've been identified with his name.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.